Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for us to check in on this Friday morning. 39 degrees and sunshine. EJ, bring in the sunshine as well to talk about local high school football. Hi, EJ.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Jason. How are we?
Hi, sunshine. Or what did you say? Bring the sunshine? There he is, here, sunshine. Good morning. How are you, bud?
I'm doing wonderful, man. This is the final week. I'm excited for my game. I'm going back home. There's
a lot of games
to cover.
Final week of regular season.
Yeah, this is it.
And
this
How did it happen that fast?
Yeah, it is wild. All right, there are some big games that you want to talk about here. I know there were some that happened yesterday, but as we look at this weekend, what big game? All right, big game I see here is one for tonight, Pittston area, Wyoming area. We are talking two teams with the same record, 8-1. That's big.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And here's the thing about Pittston area and Wyoming area. There are three rivalries in the Wyoming Valley Conference that are nasty and are some of the best and most entertaining football. Pittston area is on that list of one of those three. And the fact that they're both 8-3 and have the literal exact carbon copy teams, this is going to be a complete dogfight, and if Pittston area wins, they solidify themselves as the champs of that conference and the champs of their pretty much winning their one seed. Wyoming area, if they win, could shake up the playoffs because, well, they go into it 9-1, and they play Scranton Prep, at least as of right now, makes things interesting. Mm-hmm. So.
That's a big game. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. So other games that are going on today. There's Berwick at Tunkhannock tonight.
Yes. And listen, Tunkhannock has home advantage. They've also they also have been able to stop the run slightly decent, and they do have some offensive pieces. But the bigger thing is Berwick, if they win tonight, and anything is possible, will go undefeated after last year having the disaster of a season they had last year and the year before. They could go undefeated, which is insane.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. All right, another game, Greater Nanticoke, Hanover area tonight.
Right. And look at, see, these two teams, the record kind of doesn't say this was a great game.
No, it's a huge disparity. Yeah, it's a very big disparity.
This is the Sansui struggle. It's another rivalry. It's one of those three that I mentioned, and it's a huge one in the Wilkes-Barre area. So, like I said, it doesn't matter the record in a game like this. There have been upsets. I mean, I remember a year Hanover area had two wins all year. Mm-hmm. And they went in and they won by multiple scores.
So anything could happen. Yeah, anything could happen. Goes. I went to Lackawanna Trail. Big fan. Great football team. Looks like they are taking on Riverside at Riverside tonight. Another game with two similar records, 8-1 each.
Yes, and again, two teams that have been so competitive in the recent years that they're turning into slow rivals. And I tell you what. Both teams' defenses have been fantastic, and this is a good test for Lackawanna Trail, I think, because they're playing a team that's not huge but slightly bigger than them. And I always said if there's anybody who's going to make it out of District 2 and go far in the playoffs, I think it's Trail. We'll see if they can make it.
Mm-hmm. We shall. All right. And North Pocono, another undefeated team, is going to be playing at Scranton Prep tonight. So that's going to be a big one.
Yeah, North Pocono is in a very good position, and they have a little bit harder not a knock on Burke. They have a little bit harder of a final game to go undefeated. Scranton Prep, who has turned the Jets on as of recently, and Prep has the home advantage. So I guess we will see. But if they do, North Pocono will be undefeated. And by the way, I think they're the best in District 2 right now. The only way that I think Trail may go farther is because 4A, where North Pocono is kind of stacked at the state level.
Yeah.
So we keep that in mind.
I see that. I see you're covering one that's near and dear to your heart tonight, right?
I am. You know, I fought so hard to get this game because, you know, I haven't really gone back to a Dallas game since I started, since they started sending me everywhere else. And this is a big one. A rivalry game, the old shoe game, has been played since the mid-1930s. There's a whole long
and this is Lake
story,
Lehman, by the way. I just want to make sure people know what we're talking about. You mentioned Dallas. It's Lake Lehman at Dallas. Both of them 4 wins, 5 losses.
Yes, yes. And you know what? Both of these teams have the same record, but not only that, they, just like Wyoming area and Pittston area, are carbon copies of each other. Fantastic offenses, like explosive offenses, and slightly weaker defenses. So I guess we're going to see a big bunch of fireworks. This should be fun because both teams hate each other, and this one's for the shoe. It's not just for a win. It's for the shoe.
I like those
very
old school things.
Thing back here.
I love that stuff.
And then we're moving into playoffs where things get really fun. So big, big weekend here.
Absolutely, excited. Absolutely. And looking to the playoff picture really quickly, 1A has been decided. We heard breaking news, I believe it was yesterday, that Holy Cross has decided to drop. So Nativity BVM from down in Allentown is going to get the 4 seed in 1A. A couple of other things. Really quickly, Scranton Prep and Hanover area are fighting for that 3 seed. If Prep loses and Hanover wins, there's a chance that they get into the 3 seed depending on other results. North Pocono clinched already, and Pittston area has officially, well, they've clinched the 1 seed, but Abington and Delaware Valley could shuffle around still technically. And the bottom seeds in 5A, Wyoming Valley West and West Scranton, based on wins and losses, is going to be a little interesting. If West Scranton wins and Valley West loses, they're in the playoffs. If not, Valley West will retain the 4 seed. And 6A is a little interesting because we saw Scranton play yesterday. They will now play Williamsport next week in the playoffs. We'll go over the
good
playoffs
stuff
next week as things set
all right,
up.
We got to run, but have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy it. I know how much you do, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
All righty. Take care, guys.
Take care, EJ. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.